This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this official first day of summer, we have news of a blistering weekend heat wave right on cue. For today, hot and humid with a sun and cloud mix. Spotty afternoon storms will be around. Some lucky towns may get cooled down by one. High in the mid-90s, heat index 102 to 105 today. Muggy tonight, overnight low 76. Tomorrow and Sunday, the heat is on. Middle 90s both days, triple-digit heat indices near the danger range, and only isolated afternoon storms at best both days. Not much change Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Judge Roy Moore will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore made the announcement Thursday, saying Russian-like tactics by Democrats were to blame for his loss in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. After 20 years in Montgomery, Holy Cross Episcopal School is closing its doors. School leaders say declining enrollment and other school options led to the closure. Going into this year, enrollment dropped to 41 students. And a Greenville police officer has left intensive care after being bitten by a rattlesnake while on duty. The snake bit Officer Marissa Morrison when she stepped out of her patrol car to stretch her legs and take a picture of the sunrise. She says she is eager to get back to work, but was told it could take a month to heal. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman from my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. This is one of the most amazing jewelry stores you will ever walk in. I mean that. It is absolutely fantastic. Heirloom Jewelers specializes in antique quality jewelry. Heirloom quality jewelry. Heirloom Jewelers has original pieces you won't find anywhere else on planet Earth. And Troop Booth is a GIA certified diamond specialist. And Troop Booth is the owner and operator of Heirloom Jewelers. If you walk in there, you're dealing with Troop Booth. There's no middleman. Heirloom Jewelers, get by there. You're absolutely going to love it. It's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, on the same side of the road as the Regions Bank and the PrimeEd right there. Troop Booth has Heirloom Jewelers open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and even on Saturday, 9 to noon. Heirloom Jewelers, I'm telling you, when you walk in there, you will be blown away. And if you've got any old diamonds laying around, again, Troop Booth is a GIA-certified diamond specialist. He'll give you top dollar for those diamonds in a very open and transparent manner. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, get by.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate. No hassle. No kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now.
Yeah.
In the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing, gotta get down to the bus stop, gotta catch my bus, I see my friends, kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday, gotta get
That's right, it's Friday, and it's News and Views.
Neither Baron nor Jack are here.
Nope. But what are the rules on Friday?
Ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
Partying, partying, partying.
Rebecca Black, real partier.
Really?
Yeah.
She likes to get down, have a good time?
I mean, she says partying like 19 times in a row.
I mean, this partying, video almost have a
partying.
It almost has 133 million views. Wonder how many Barons contributed to that.
131 million.
I like this tradition though, torturing the audience every Friday morning.
I know, right?
It's a wonderful thing. He needs to incorporate the Rickroll too.
No.
Wow.
What's going on Friday, Joey?
Oh, I don't know. Went over and I got frozen. Frozen in the cryo chamber.
That's a great... I wish it was closer to me because, I got to take the kids to camp before I come here. And they kind of, they're not really supposed to be there till 9. But I drop them off a little bit early so I can dip over here. And so I don't have, the time in the morning to go. But, God, that makes you feel so much better, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Nice boost.
It's incredible. I'm going to... you know what? I'm going to go after it. At 3.
After the marathon,
After our 6-hour shift here.
Yeah, this is the beginning of another long, long,
down at the dang old radio factory.
Just churning out all that good, wonderful content for you people.
I mean, somebody's got to do it.
The sacrifices we make. We also have Carolyn in the studio.
The lovely and talented Carolyn.
Very lovely and very talented.
When you call in, she's the one that you'll talk to.
You'll behave.
Seriously.
You know, I'm not barren, but, I'm willing to do a call or seminar. I'll text him and say, hey, they're misbehaving.
I'm willing to powerbomb somebody.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are wearing your...
I got my...
Was it limousine riding?
Jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, son of a gun.
Well, you mean this right here?
You're talking to the Rolex wearing...
Woo, Joey.
Diamond ring.
He's got a Rolex.
Kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time
keeping the alligators down. You see this belt? Costs more than the house that you're living in.
Oh, yeah. Ric Flair.
I spent more money last year in bars all across and spilt liquor all over this world than you made.
You spit on your house last year. Oh,
see,
man.
This belt costs more than the house that you're living in.
He's so good. He was so good. He still is good. He'll give people personalized shout outs.
Ric Flair has been stuck in God mode since like 1975.
He's still making money. You can send him like a few hundred bucks. He'll give you a personal shout out on social media.
Yeah, he went to the Migos held like a football game, and he just showed up. Big Georgia fan too. Flair reps hard for UGA.
Yeah, you gotta love. You gotta respect the Flair. Ric Flair is an institution, an American institution.
Whether you love it or hate it, you better learn to respect it, because it's the best thing going today.
Space Mountain's open for rides.
Ride Space Mountain. To be the man, you got to
beat the man.
Walk that aisle.
There really ain't there on Fridays.
No rules.
No rules. Man,
no rules. If you want to get in without rules, you have a hot take, call us up.
272-9228.
Oh, somebody's already.
Oh, my goodness.
Phones are lit up.
Okay, who do we got here?
Well, the Flair content brings them out.
Oh, Ann must love her Flair. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Bring them out.
Well, I'm going to call about that. I just want to ask you if you happen to know why all the flags are at half staff and have been for a while.
No idea.
Half staff flags.
Maybe, my only guess would be Jimmy Martin, who's a state rep that died.
I have no idea.
But, no idea.
All right, sorry, bye.
I appreciate it, Ann.
Ain't no rules, Ann.
We'll figure it out, Ann. We'll look into it. That's important. It's important. We got a few things planned today.
Yeah.
We're going to analyze in a unique way
the
2020 Democratic candidates.
Yes. We have two very interesting data points, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I've lost some respect for some people.
A lot of respect. Oh. Well, not that I had any, but...
Right. You know. Cory Booker, he was already done.
Terrible.
How's T-Bone doing, Cory?
Terrible.
Folks know about that? The whole T-Bone story?
No.
You know about this?
No.
He, for years, when he was mayor, I think, of Newark and all this stuff, he was telling a story about how when he was getting to know people, when he moved back to New Jersey, he met this drug dealer.
Oh.
That the kids called T-Bone. And he talked to T-Bone. T-Bone was hard, you know, man. Real hard. And it turns out, after years of telling this story, all the way when he was running for Senate...
T-Bone was fake?
Yeah. T-Bone, nobody can find T-Bone. T-Bone, well, then he's like, well, T-Bone might have been a composite guy, kind of like Barack Obama's composite girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure there, Corey. Man, what a cynical, oh my God. I watched some of the clips last night of Cory Booker talking about Joe Biden. I'm like, this guy should be nowhere near the White House.
Well, he's obviously like, you know, listing from port to port, or, you know, like he's just trying... Anything for relevancy. Literally anything for relevancy.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a mess. But no, I've lost respect. Well, I never had it for him. But I did like Tulsi Gabbard. And the more I'm learning about her from these two data points we have.
And that whole cult thing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
The whole Hindu cult thing.
But it's like, I mean, but they basically like worshipped a dude who was just like a hippie surfer. He's like the head of the cult.
Oh, but he was really sweet and charismatic, and he had all the answers.
Except when he like dog cussed people in public for, you know, not having the water cold enough and all sorts of stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So. Those cult leaders are funny like that. They're so kind until they're ready to crack the whip and brand their name on you.
Kind of like Jim Jones, you know. It starts out admirable, and then you know you get into the amphetamines and the liquor, and you know you think that you're a living god, and you know.
Yeah, and the group ritual.
That's where the phrase drinking the Kool-Aid comes from.
Yeah. It's Friday, folks.
Actually, it wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
You know, I was sitting... Talk about loss in translation. This happened in Montgomery. I'm working Parks and Rec here, and I'm the only white guy in the car. But I was getting along with him all summer, become good friends. And some reason, we put on Sean Hannity just to kind of catch some politics.
Mm-hmm.
And
always a good idea to mix politics and work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I don't want to give too many secrets away for the guys at Parks and Rec and get them in trouble. We had this thing called windshield time, and we had hiding spots around the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'd work when we need it to, but we get our work done, and then we relax. So we're sitting there listening to Hannity, and he's talking about all the Obama supporters who are drinking the Kool-Aid. And these guys look at me and go, isn't that racist? I'm like, no, guys, Jim Jones, you know, the whole, like, mass...
And they're like, Jim Jones, the rapper, the dude with the stack of cash on the top of his head in the video? Love me some Jim Jones.
So I did look it up and, like, read it to them what happened, and they're like, oh, but it's amazing some of those, like, okay, unintentionally racist.
Right, right, or not.
Or not, yeah, that might have been a double entendre from old Hannity there.
Yeah, well, he might, yeah. He probably knows who Jim Jones is.
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah. But there is some serious news today. We were talking all day yesterday about Donald Trump. What's he going to do when it comes to Iran.
When the 24-inch pythons run wild on you?
Brother, let me tell you something, brother. Brother.
That's who you should get as the new spokesperson.
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, brother.
He's been revitalized.
We're going to march down to Tehran. What are you going to do when you take the big leg, Ayatollah?
Love the Hogan big leg.
Oh, the big leg. And he really wore it at his hip with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to, I think, get hip replacement. It doesn't seem big, but, you know, you do 1,000 drops on your hip and on your butt.
Yeah.
You're going to need some surgery, too.
Brother.
Brother.
Let me tell you something, brother.
No, let me tell you something, Ayatollah. Brother. I was going to bomb you, brother. But I took some of my vitamins. I said some of my prayers. I talked to the little Hulkamaniacs, and I didn't want to disappoint them, brother. You shot down an unmanned drone, but I didn't want to kill 150 of your people, brother.
He literally stood up from the camel clutch. To win the belt in 1984. Yeah. Iron Sheik put him in. That was Iron Sheik's finisher.
Got a Hulk up.
And Hulk stood up and backslammed him, and that's how he won. And then he dropped the big leg, pinned him.
I love it. I always forget how wrestling, especially 80s wrestling, just played on our geopolitics.
Oh, God. So jingoistic.
Oh, my.
No wonder I loved it.
By the way, the biggest pop in wrestling I have seen in years was last year when they did an event called Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, man.
And they had all these Saudi citizens or subjects or whatever they call themselves. All these Saudis were there training as wrestlers, and they showed this great video package of them training with the WWE trainers, and then they brought them all out. And, like, the whole crowd's cheering them and really getting into it. And then all of a sudden, I can't remember, maybe the Dharavi brothers or something like that, they brought out two Iranian, like, ethnic wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And it was the biggest boo. It was like, bringing out the big Russian or the Koloff or the Iron Sheik back in the 80s in America. They hated them. And the Saudis, of course, beat them up. And, like, the crowd loved it and so into it. I love how wrestling brings people together.
Yeah, man. The Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov used to wrestle together. Volkov used to sing the Soviet national anthem.
That's so genius.
Seriously. I actually saw the Midnight Express with the Stan Lane version. Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane. Versus Nikita, Nikita Koloff wrestled Magnum TA. It was Crusher Khrushchev and Ivan Koloff on a scaffold in Columbus, Georgia.
Brother.
Down at the Coliseum, brother.
But we do need to hit a break here. I'm just having too much fun.
Well, I mean, you know, we could go on this all day. It's Wrestling Talk with Joey and Dabe. Call in if you want to join.
I was going to knock out some of your sites, brother, but I didn't want to kill one of your citizens, brother. 150 of your citizens. Just pay us the money, brother. But you better watch out. These pythons have been pumped up. And by pythons, I mean the U.S. military. I've been injecting straight, completely legal and healthy $716 billion into these pythons, brother. And we could take you out if you ever go for those nukes.
There you go.
Anyway, something like that. But again, this is News and Views on a Friday, where the rules are...
Talk about wrestling the whole time if we want to.
Yeah, so give us a call.
Baron's not here. Jack's not here.
Yeah.
The lovely Caroline is with us.
Yes. And talented. Lovely and talented.
Well, she's like Miss Elizabeth. Right. Lovely and talented.
Itchy, bitsy, teeny, weeny, yellow. No, you're not wearing a polka dot bikini. And neither
she's
did Miss Elizabeth.
Wearing one.
That was billed for WrestleMania. That it was going to be, and Macho Man's like, ooh, that's a little too skimpy. Could we just get, you know, the bloomers on her there? Don't touch the goods, brother.
If and everyone listening, peep out the first hour of music bumpers and then call in with your prediction of what the theme is.
I like it. You're listening to News and Views. We'll be right back.
talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at ASE Credit Union. You know, when I was looking for a bank, I wanted three things. First, I wanted a lot of locations, many, many locations right here in the River Region. The second thing I wanted, absolutely free checking. No strings attached. The third thing I wanted was convenient, easy to use online internet access to pay bills, transfer money, and do those types of things. I found them all at ASE Credit Union. ASE has branches in downtown Montgomery, East Montgomery, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Prattville. ASE offers completely free checking, and ASE has a very easy to use, anybody can understand website. I'm telling you, there is no one else you need to use for ASE checking. Add into all of that the fact that ASE right now is offering 1.6% on 42-month CDs, 2.0% on 60-month CDs, and it's a no-brainer. Head to ASE Credit Union. Check them out today.
And just a reminder, folks, we are still doing this amazing giveaway with Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry for a one-carat forever marked diamond appraised at $10,000. This hour, and by the way, all day we'll be calling out two names. You heard them doing it on 3 Men and a Lady. This hour, Renee Avery and Chandra Ashford. You need to call 396-5477. 396-5477. Give it a call right now for your opportunity to win this one-carat forever mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We'll be giving away this big gala ceremony, I believe, next Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday. It's going to be a big deal. So again, Renee Avery and Chandra Ashford, give 396-5477 a call for your chance to win.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 5460715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents Cable. And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! No. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate. No hassle. No kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mm-hmm.
know, there's something about widespread panic that makes you want to imbibe illegal substances.
Or, like, just sit outside on a nice day and drink a lot of beer.
That, too. Whatever your intoxicant of choice.
Right.
Yeah. You really can. I love, too, that they... Like, you can go see them. It's a unique experience every time. I love bands like that.
When they played here, what, like 4 or 5 years ago? And they played the Impact. And
yeah.
I hadn't seen them in probably at least 10 years when they played here. And, yeah, it's like, you know, and they didn't play a ton of the stuff that they played in that era when I saw them a bunch. But it was still an awesome show, you know?
Really, really good. Who would you say and put up there as your, like, best concert? Like, comes to mind, it was a great, almost like life-changing experience.
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, I've seen widespread enough that, like, it's hard to, like, you know, pick out one of them. Although the Panic in the Streets thing in 1997 was pretty damn cool.
Okay.
I mean, just, you know, I mean, it was 100,000 people in downtown Athens just, you know, going nuts. I don't know. Stones is up there.
Okay. Okay.
Bruce Springsteen's up there. They call him the boss for a reason. I've been lucky. I've seen almost like all of the, you know, what's the word? Like all the icons of that era. I've seen Dylan a couple times. He's been good. He's been bad.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Truckers a bunch. They're up there. Drive-By Truckers. Jason Isbell is very good solo as well. I've seen them before they had him, when they had him. After that, I've seen him solo. My favorite band going right now is the Future Birds.
Okay. Yeah, we played some of them yesterday. Yeah.
I think we have one of their songs on this hour too.
I haven't been to as many concerts as I should have. You know, I'm a hermit. One that surprised me, because I'm not actually a huge fan, but I've become a huge fan after the concert, was several years ago in college. Drove over to Atlanta and we saw Weezer on the Greatest Man Who Ever Lived tour, and they were amazing.
Yeah, I can see that. I've actually never seen them.
Like, they flowed, they did theatric, like, they came out in these, like, full-body jumpsuits where even their faces were covered, and did the first song, I think they did, no, I'm trying to think what the opening song was, but then they strip them off, then they, at one point, turn all the lights off, smoke, red light, they've changed positions and all changed instruments. And so they're all playing different instruments in their usual gig, and they go into Time by Pink Floyd. I'm like,
wow.
What is this?
Wow.
I'm enjoying this, and they have the whole band come up on stage with, like, 20 people from the audience with different instruments. One guy had an oboe, and they all did Beverly Hills because it's a real simple song, like, with power chords, and it was just a fantastic, fun time.
You know who really impressed me, and, I mean, it shouldn't be surprising, but for whatever reason, I guess because it was at the Montgomery Coliseum, I didn't expect a whole lot, was Elton John.
Ooh.
Elton John was awesome.
Yeah,
he just has so many hits that you know just by like osmosis or whatever.
Right.
I had one on the tip of my tongue when you said Weezer. You know who put like that band that probably nobody in the audience knows, but Spoon put on a hell of a show when I saw them last year in Atlanta. Britt Daniel knows how to work a crowd. I mean, they're actually playing in Oak Mountain with Beck. And Sunflower Bean and somebody else. It's a pretty good show. It's a weird venue. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, Oak Mountain's kind of a weird venue for a band like Spoon. I saw Chris Stapleton there.
Okay, I'd love to see Stapleton.
Oak Mountain's a cool venue, you know, if you can get past, like, you know, the Outback Nazi law enforcement. I mean, they're out there, and they're not nice.
Well, I'm trying to think. One guy, it's a weird ask because I almost went to the final show Prince ever performed in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
But I couldn't afford it, and it would have been a crazy long night day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was at the Fox Theater. He was just doing a piano and microphone tour. But one guy I want to see before he passes, and he's up there, too, but I've heard he can just rip it on guitar, is Buddy Guy. I've always wanted to see that guy live. He can just, he's an amazing blues player, but he really, I don't know, he preceded Hendrix. He was already doing really crazy stuff on the guitar before he ever started getting the hard rock feel. We got to hit a break here soon, but one story, Baron sent it to us today.
Mm-hmm.
Baron is still kind of producing from
afar. Yeah, I woke up with 19 emails of stories from Baron.
Yeah. And he sent me one I actually covered last night, so I don't even need to read it. It is from Oregon. Did you read this one? What I'm calling the Oregon 11.
Oh, is it the guy that said bring in the state troopers or whatever?
Yeah.
I sent you that yesterday during the show.
Okay, yeah. It is, the Democrats are trying to pass a cap-and-trade type bill up there in the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of the Senate realized we don't have a quorum. and there are 11 missing Republican state senators. So he called the sergeant at arms, search the building, find them. They were nowhere to be found in the building.
Brian Boquist from Dallas, Oregon.
So the president of the Senate requested the governor send out the state troopers, and she did immediately to go look for these guys. But apparently legal counsel made it clear state troopers can force people to show up, legislators to show up. But if they are out of state or in Canada, state troopers can't do squat. So I wonder where these 11 are. Apparently, Democrats in Oregon did this to Republicans in Oregon in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess turnabout is fair play. And I just love stories like this. Like, you're doing your job by not showing up. And they tried to shame them. Like, do your job, represent your people. But then the constituents have already raised $3,000 because they're fining them $500 a day for not showing up. As far as I know, it's probably higher now. They've raised $3,000 on GoFundMe to cover those fees. So I love political stories like this.
And Brian Boquist told him to come heavily armed if they come after him. That's what I was saying.
Yes.
Oregon
okay.
Republican senator threatened state troopers, warns them to come heavily armed.
Woo!
What are you going to do, brother?
That is fantastic.
Yeah, from Dallas, Oregon. Send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple.
Ooh, you're going to try me, brother. Ooh.
I bet Brian Boquist is a big Don T man.
Yeah, well, and sometimes that works. Especially, well, and it's worked, I was going to say, especially if you're white. But it worked in the civil rights movement.
In an email to the Oregonian, Oregon Live Wednesday afternoon, Boquist stuck with his earlier statement and rejected a reporter's characterization of his threat to troops as thinly veiled. Nothing thinly veiled. I've been in political coup attempts. I have been held hostage overseas. I've been jailed politically overseas. Not going to be arrested as a political prisoner in Oregon, period.
Wow.
An Army veteran whose businesses include military training and international operation that journalists described in the 90s as a paramilitary force of armed Americans and Russian ex-military officers.
Ooh.
Dude, Brian Boquist needs to run for God Emperor of Oregon.
I know, man.
I love this guy.
That guy's a BA. He's a BAMF.
He is.
You can figure out the acronym, folks. What a BAMF. That guy, I like that.
I wish he was like, if I was him, I would show up on the floor of the Senate with a suit coat, and then I would like open it up, and my shirt would just say, don't test.
Well, let's hit this break here, because there's no topping that by any means. But it worked for the Bundys.
Perfect bumper for this, too.
Ooh, drive-by truckers.
We ain't never going to change. We ain't doing nothing wrong.
If folks want to call 272, especially if they listen to this whole hour of bumper music.
And then dial 272-9228.
And there's a theme that you can guess, folks. Good body, everybody.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Bath Innovations of Alabama. They're on the East Boulevard. The Bath Innovations of Alabama showroom is right there on the East Boulevard in the Croniers Jewelry Shopping Center. Get in there and check out some of their products. It's absolutely incredible what Bath Innovations of Alabama offers. For one, they're general contractors. They can do anything. They can do all the remodels that anybody else can do. But they offer something nobody else offers, or very few other people offer. And they offer it better and at a better price and a better installation and better quality. And that is the acrylic product. The acrylic product. This is not your father or grandfather's acrylic product. This acrylic product is nearly indistinguishable from natural stone, nearly indistinguishable from tile. And when you look at it and you see what it offers and how easy it is to clean and how lifetime and durable this product is, you'll agree acrylic is absolutely phenomenal. Go to bathinnovationsofalabama.com or call them 271-2723.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerite's and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Seems like we've been in summer for months, but it officially starts today. And we have blistering heat to talk about today, hot and humid with a sudden cloud mix. There'll be some spotty afternoon and evening storms roaming around. I think most towns will stay dry. High today in the mid-90s, heat index 102 to 105. Muggy tonight, overnight low 76. Tomorrow and Sunday, more heat. Middle 90s both days, triple-digit heat indices near the 105 danger range, and only isolated afternoon storms at best, and not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Wait for it.
Fred Schneider. It's a poo-poo party.
I wonder how many people have heard this song and been like, I'm going to drive down Atlanta Highway to Montgomery and go to the
Love Shack.
Yeah. Like, good luck with that, guys. Actually, I know a few people like doing that. I'm like, oh, God, count me out. I've done that with y'all before. Those nights end badly.
I'm out.
So we have a list of the Democratic candidates here and two data points that reveal a lot about these people. You know, as Brad Parscale of the Trump campaign said, polls are so yesterday. They're antiquated. You know, just calling a few hundred people. You can't do that. If you really want to analyze who a person is, I mean, I've actually had a Catholic priest said, if you really want to change the world, don't try to run for office or start a business or create some innovation and patent it. No, invite your neighbors over and share a meal with them and maybe a great album.
It's not a bad idea.
And that's how you change the world, one step at a time. So that's what we have, two data points.
We have, our neighbors are really cool. Like, anytime something happens or whatever, and we're, you know, Michelle's busy with her parents or whatever, and they always bring us food. And my neighbor's a really good cook. So even like a simple, casserole or something is like just really, you know.
Yeah.
It's great too, because you're like, oh, look, one more thing I don't have to do right now.
Well, and it's always fun to be like, okay, what are you bringing over? What's this person's favorite thing to bring and cook and all that stuff?
Right. It says a lot about you. You know,
we've talked about this before. Yeah. We both love like high quality meat, whether it's meat. Steak.
I had steak last night.
I did not. I've been slumming it all week.
They had
lazy all week.
They had strips that were it was like $7.59 a pound at Publix, but they were the thin ones.
Ooh,
so I just pan fried it real quick.
Yeah, it was good. Or some fatty salmon.
Ooh, oh man, yeah. Have you been to Destin Connection and got the salmon yet, dude? That will change your life.
I have to do it. This whole week's been me kind of setting myself up again. Like, my room has just been a nightmare. I finally got laundry done last night. Like, everything was dirty.
When you go out of town for a while, it's like, you know.
It's bad. And I'm about to move next month, so that preparation begins. I'm getting my bearings.
I'll give you some advice. Just light a match.
Yeah, just set it all on fire.
Set it on fire and buy new stuff. Like, get your stereo, get your records, get your computer, and just light a match.
Yeah, there are a lot of clothes I plan on just getting rid of. But who do you want to begin with?
Let's start with the food, right? Because that's what we're talking about. So they asked for comfort food. It's an account called Behind 2020. I guess it's behind the scenes of 2020, covering the personal friendships and fights of 2020 moments, campaign paths cross, and any 2020 gems. A lot of 2020 in there. And their avatar is a picture of Chuck Schumer looking a bit haggard. I saw this morning, and we have another bit on this, too, that we'll probably cover in the next hour. But we're going to start with candidate comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just start from the top. It's not in any kind of order. Elizabeth Warren, chips and guac. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's a healthy fat with the guac.
My comfort food. It's a nice app. Nice to have out at a party or a football game.
Yeah, I think of comfort food as like, what do you eat when you feel like caca?
Yeah, like,
you know, when you just feel bad, like not either sick or run down, or
it's really cold and dreary outside. Yeah. That sort. I go with like a hearty pasta of some sort.
Me too.
And I'll just give it away. None of these folks have anything like that.
No, this is almost like it feels almost like a guilty pleasure or something, maybe more than I don't know that they understood the question, because Kamal the Ugandan Giant goes in for fries. Which
husband backed her up a little.
Her husband says, confirming her, she loves her fries, makes them at home too, hand cut, double fried, peanut oil, then duck fat.
Ooh, okay, Kamala.
With rosemary and sage from our herb garden. It goes a little too hard, but
man.
And then they jawn on your boy Corey. veggies. If that is your answer, Cory Booker, out of the gene pool.
Well, and he's responded. He's like, well, you haven't tried the Brussels sprouts from this one local place.
And look, dude, Brussels sprouts slap if you do them right. I love them.
Absolutely.
But they are not comfort food.
No.
Whether they're fried or grilled or done with, I like to put a little bacon in the pan and then get them just firm and then throw like a big squirt of Dijon mustard and a little bit of water and make like a mustard sauce with them.
Yeah.
Or a lot of places do them with a balsamic glaze.
Right.
But guess what? And those are all good. Cory Booker, that's not comfort food, dude.
No, and you didn't go into detail. You just said veggies. So no wonder you're getting shit.
Isn't he vegan?
Oh, Lord.
Or purportedly, I think. And so's your girl Tulsi, I think.
Yo, her answer is terrible.
Her answer,
vegan cupcakes.
Oh, no. What are you doing to yourself, Tulsi?
Vegan cupcakes.
Oh. It's like one of those first dates. You're like, man, she's so pretty. She seems really intelligent and ambitious, and I like that in a woman. She knows what she wants, goes for it. I'm sharing too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then you find out it's like, well, I'm a vegan, and also I ran into this really charismatic guy who knows all the answers in life, and he gives me vegan cupcakes for my guilty pleasure day.
No, they're not dry at all, I promise.
You're like... Can I get some milk with this? No, we don't.
No, we don't drink milk. How about some almond milk or oat milk?
Some soy.
Oat milk, would you like that?
Just like the grossest thing you've ever eaten.
Oh, Lord, Tulsi Gabbard. She's losing me.
Pete Buttigieg, or Buttigieg, or however you say it.
Mayor Pete,
you say it Buttigieg. Buttigieg.
Buttigieg, yes.
But we call him Buttigieg. Buttigieg likes beef jerky.
What?
I am never sitting around thinking, you know what? I don't feel very good, and I need some comfort food. I need beef jerky.
Yeah.
Beef jerky?
That's like a car ride food.
Yeah, and it's also like, you know how expensive beef jerky is comparatively?
Yeah.
I've been stopping at CVS in the morning because the Starbucks on Zelda used to be a well-oiled machine, and now it is probably the worst Starbucks in America. I'm sorry, everyone that works there, but you're very, very slow. And it's like they wrap around. And yesterday I went and tried to go inside because a lot of times people are too dumb and lazy to get out of their cars.
Yeah.
So like it's wrapped around. And I parked to go in and it's like out the door too there. I was like, this is terrible.
Come on, guys.
I went to CVS and I got my little double shot thing. And I was like, you know, I'm kind of hungry. I need something. It was $7.29 for like a 3-ounce thing of beef jerky. I can get a freaking steak for that cost, people.
Yeah, that's not... And how is that comfort food? It's chewy. You got to do a lot of work in order to get down. Some jerky's... if you make your own jerky, fine. That's fun to do.
I used to
dehydrate my meat all the time.
There's a South African version of it. I forget what it's called, but it's really good, too. Mm-hmm. They do it like a different way.
I had a buddy who came up with a root beer-based recipe.
And
it was darn good. It was really good.
Everyone's favorite... what do you call it? Panderer, Kirsten Gillibrand.
Oh.
Now she gets points here.
She does get points here.
Whiskey.
Nice. Nice job, Kirsten.
Have you ever seen the signs that say like the soup of the day is whiskey? Any place that does that, I'm gonna go in.
See, but I want her to clarify what kind of whiskey.
Exactly. Yeah,
are you going with a bourbon? You going with an Irish whiskey?
My guess here is she drinks Jack Daniels.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's when I think of whiskey, I think of Jack Daniels.
And when I think of like the latest like I Am Woman Hear Me Roar candidate, you know, you want to drink a whiskey that puts a little hair on your chest.
Yeah, I bet she could take a hard right, Joey.
Yeah, I think so. I think she could go toe to toe in the ring. Yeah.
You know.
She could win that new women's championship.
Now, is this Julian Castro? Or the other
Julian?
Or the other Castro? There's two.
There's two?
Yeah, they are brothers. Castro.
I can't really do that Hispanic accent.
I didn't know that he was... I didn't even know there was a Castro running for president, but...
Yeah, Julian is, I think, the...
Julian.
The San Antonio mayor, yes.
There you go. Iced tea. Dude doesn't even say sweet tea. What a maroon.
That's a drink, not food.
Right. Again.
And whiskey will allow. It's a drink, but it's whiskey.
Yeah, but it's whiskey.
Yeah, you can
survive. I mean, basically what she's saying is she likes to knock back a few, and go nuts.
Have you ever been depressed, Miss Gillibrand?
She's from, like, upstate New York. Of course she has, right?
Yeah, I was just there.
Because when you were there, it was nice. But go there at the end of September when it's, you know, 48 degrees, and then from then until June when it's negative 30.
Well, and they did have incredible bars, all sorts of different bourbons and whiskey. Yeah, I mean, they know what they're doing up there. But iced tea?
Seriously.
Unless you mean listen to the rapper, give me a break, man. What sort of...
Seriously, people.
I gotta stop talking or I'm gonna start cursing. That's not allowed.
Barron's favorite, Amy Klobuchar.
He likes her?
Yeah, for some reason he thinks she's a dark horse. I guess because she's just like Midwestern and solid or something. So she goes for the baked potato.
Yeah, depends on what you're putting on there.
Right. Yeah, but I think that may be, aside from whiskey, that's probably the best. Well, fries, baked potato.
Yeah, fries.
Or at least, here's the thing. Comfort food is carbs.
Right. Hearty, warm.
Carbs and cheese.
Yeah.
Carbs and cheese.
Sticks to your insides and your bones.
You want that garlic bread, spaghetti and meatballs, a lot of parm on top.
Oh, yeah.
Get all melty.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe a grilled cheese.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
yes, grilled cheese and soup.
Yes. Tomato soup.
Yeah.
Make it a little spicy, too.
Somebody I've never heard of, Williamson, I think that's the witch lady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, I'm surprised she didn't say, like, you know, crystals.
Wiccan, right?
Yeah. She has no comfort food.
No wonder.
You know, Every time I think of her, I think of Melisandre. She should change her name to Melisandre.
Call me the Onion Knight, then. I don't trust that woman.
I think that she would be better and higher in the polls if she just went by Melisandre.
Yeah, oh my goodness. No, she said no comfort
food. No comfort food.
Don't want her with power, my God.
And then Corey tweeted a thing of him eating Brussels sprouts and looking like a complete weirdo. And then I guess those are the only people that answered.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm still trying to get over Williamson here.
Yeah, I want to know what Beto would eat. Isn't he a vegan too?
I think so. There's too many of these vegans out there. I mean, do what you want to do, but I like my meat.
The the National Cattlemen's Beef Association needs to do like an IE against who. If there's a dang vegan that's the nominee, they need to go all in on, you know, those like the Publix, the meat commercial where they play, is it it's not Melissa, but they play an Allman Brothers song in the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that'll just like make that and be like, don't vote for this moron.
Oh, and we got to hit a break here, but Dave, I'm having a little bit of a problem here. I'm looking for your next song. I can't find it.
Well, I guess just go to the next one.
Okay. Let's just go to the next one then. But yeah, you're listening to News and Views. It's a Friday, baby.
Oh, I guess it just has the whole album. We were going to play Danger Mouse and the Beatles, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. If you guys have not heard the Danger Mouse version of the Gray album, where it's a mashup of the Beatles' White album and Jay-Z's Black album. It's very good. So listen to that, and we're going to go out to I'm Through by Vic Chestnut.
And we'll be right back.
Forget everything I ever told you. I'm sure I lied way more than twice. But understand, I am not Emily Post.
You know. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. Jenkins Tire and Auto is easy to find. They're right there on Perry Street, the corner of Perry and Jefferson, just one block north of Madison. They used to be on Madison, but they figured out they could offer their folks a better deal just moving one block up the road, so that's what they did. Mike Jenkins is an absolute automotive guru. He used to manage an entire fleet of about 470 pieces of equipment. Now he manages commercial fleets privately, and he also does individual drop-in accounts. So if you work downtown or you work somewhere in Montgomery or even the River Region, you need some tire and auto work, man. You need an oil change, some tires. You need a radiator. You need just a tune-up, something like that. Take your car by there in the morning. They'll get you to work. They'll get you back. Or you can catch a ride back to the place and pick your car up. Everything's going to be done supremely well. They got their own service truck. Mike Jenkins, Jenkins Tire and Auto. Get by there. It's going to be a life-changing experience, I can assure you.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Muse and Views. Oh, really, the Joe and Dave show.
The Joey and Dave show.
We've got a theme going on this hour. I wonder if y'all can guess it. 272-9228. We just went over some of the Democratic candidates for president, the food choices, their guilty pleasure comfort food, and Carolyn actually has something to say. You rarely talk, but this is important.
Those people are a bunch of phonies.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Hashtag nailed it. Because you know how you can tell? Look at their answers.
Yeah.
Their answers are stupid. They're trying to be human. Okay?
Right.
And it's not focus group, and it's not, you know, photoshopped, and it's not, you know, you don't have nine people telling you, you know, you need to do this to appeal to this, you know, this demographic or whatever. And so this is them trying to be normal, right, and they come up with veggies.
Give me a break, Corey Booker.
Beef jerky. I like beef jerky.
I think, though, Kirsten Gillibrand had the best answer.
She did.
Whiskey, well, by far.
And you know why? Because it makes her seem like a human being, yes, when the rest of them seem like complete weirdo creeps.
Well, and she does seem to have an issue with interviews. She gets a little too flustered, a little too, like, she's got too many things going on in her head and wants to get it out. So for her to kind of have that, I would love to sit down and talk to her. I probably disagree with her on a lot, but I think she'd be an interesting person to talk to, at least. And the whiskey answer makes me go, okay, right, you know, there you go.